Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show covers 7 strategies for success. And the reason that we're talking about success is because it's a mindset that you have to have. And here are some things that you can do to build your chances for success. And one would be to see your vision. You put yourself there and you actually see it. You visualize it. You by putting yourself in that position of being successful, and you train your mind to believe it, then eventually not only will you visualize it, but it will actually be reality. And you need to use your skills. And what that means is the skills that you have, the things that you're really strong in, you need to understand what they are, and you need to build on those strengths so that you can maximize them to the fullest. 3, you need to care for yourself, and that means that you have to be aware of what your surroundings are. You need to be sure of what it is that your actual needs are, and you need to make sure that you actually do what you need to do to make sure, because it's part of that your health, part of that your self-esteem. If you really like yourself and you really believe in yourself, then you can be successful. So those are some of the things you need to be aware of. And 4 is confidence in yourself helps you to want to help others. When you are willing to give of yourself to others and you can express yourself with sincerity, then what you reap will come back to you. What goes around comes around. And 5 is to establish your niche, and that is to really be aware of what it is that you really love to do. And because when you're doing something that you really love to do, then guess what? It's not work, because you'd be doing that anyway. So what you really need to do is what is it that you're really an expert at, and what is it that's yours? And the 6th thing is to have strategic planning. And it may be a term that's used in business when people are working on a project, but it's also something that you need to be strategically aware of what it will be, what it will take for you to actually reach those goals that you've set for yourself. And also to put yourself in the right place to get the results that you want. And 7 is to stay on course. And it may not happen to you when you want it to, but if you believe in yourself, you will reach your goals. Fear of failure is what holds people back from ever trying. So learn to overcome your fears, and you will reach your goals for success. Remember, success and happiness come from within. And if you are more aware of what it is that makes you happy, then you will definitely find what it is you're looking for. People who should listen to this show are therapists, counselors, entrepreneurs, and coaches. Now, some of the things that we're going to talk around here, which surround the 7 strategies, are things that we really need to be aware of that we tend to do that hold us back from really succeeding. And that's because what happens is that we tend to listen to what other people tell us about ourselves instead of really listening to our own mind. And part of that's because as children, we tend to, our belief systems are set by our parents. And parents don't realize this, but sometimes they can be very negative. And in their negativity, it's probably because they really lack self-esteem in themselves. And because they lack self-esteem in themselves, they don't know how to help you build self-esteem in yourself. So what you need to do is find someone who's successful and learn what it is that they're doing to be successful, and also help them to understand how you can build those goals in yourself and how you can really believe in what it is that you want to believe in. And think about the things that you can do that can really help you to be successful in your personal life. What are some of the things that you can do that can really help you build on who you are? And what I want to do is go back and discuss the second one with this, which is use your skills. Think about it. Some people are very math-oriented, very science-oriented, and if they're aware of what their strengths are and how to utilize those strengths to the fullest, then guess what? They're going to be very good at what they do. And it may not be in one specific thing. And today, I mean, technology has really changed where the job market is. So you want to find out how to utilize some of those skills. And when we think about it, today the software makes it so easy for us to use it. So what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you to learn to build on those skills that you really have and how to really expand on them and make them work for you? And how can you, in essence, build on where you are today and where you want to be and how you want to be successful at what you choose to do? There are things that you can do that can really build on and expand for yourself. The third thing we want to talk about is how to care for yourself. That's important because what happens is so many times as children, what happens is our parents tend to tell us, oh, you need to be taken care of because you can't take care of yourself. And sometimes what we forget is even when we make mistakes, we learn from our mistakes. You know, you can't always be right the first time, and it takes trial and error to make something successful. So how are you going to utilize and learn to be successful unless it's through trial and error? And these are things that we usually forget that really make us successful, because think about it. You may take a test on a subject today, and you may not know the information backwards and forwards, but sometimes that's just because the way you learn might be different than the way they teach, because when they teach something, the teacher stands there in front of you, and she just goes through and she reads the information, but she's not actually giving you something where you actually apply the information. And sometimes people just reading something and just hearing it, that may not be how they learn, but what if they take that information and actually use it and apply it? Sometimes that's the way we learn, so we need to understand that success may not happen the first time, but if we really believe in ourselves and we keep working towards those goals, then yes, you're going to be successful, but it has to be something that you really believe in and that you work towards. And think of the things that you can really do that can help you be that successful. And remember, confidence in ourselves, and when we know something, then we're willing to help someone else. And for so many times, people forget, it's all about themselves, and they're not thinking about how they can help other people. And we're right now, this is in December, and this is usually the season when people start thinking about the fact that you've got people out there that are unemployed and people out there that are homeless because of where things are right now. And maybe you're struggling, but it doesn't have to be monetary. What if you just give someone a helping hand or give them some advice that might very well help them? That's a way of helping someone. It doesn't always mean that it has to be monetary. And it may just be a word or a thoughtful act that you do to someone that helps them to believe in themselves and things like that. And I'm going to give you an example of a story. And in many ways, this is an example how a lot of people think. Many years ago, I happened to be staying with my mother, and all I was doing was trying to tell her what it was that I wanted to do with my business. But in her mind, because that's what she would have been asking for was money, that in her mind she heard money as dollars and cents when I said support. And all I meant is a word of encouragement. So think about it. These are some things that you need to think about, because sometimes a word that someone says may have a multiple-edged meaning. It may not be the same. Their meaning may not be the same as what your meaning is. So maybe you need to question a little bit further and ask, what is it that you're trying to say? Is it that you're looking for money, or is there another reason behind it? So these are some things to be concerned about. And so many times we forget that if we lack self-esteem in ourselves, then either we're going to be jealous of someone else because we perceive them as having a lot of self-esteem. And they may be just as questioning as we are. And sometimes someone that physically abuses others, that's because they grew up in a home where there was physical abuse, and that's the only way they know how to handle a situation. If they grew up in a home where it was always negativity and something where they were always told you're worthless or you're helpless, then that's the only way they know how to talk to someone. And I know from experience it's hard to kind of relate to someone who does that to us. And I found usually the best thing to do is just walk away from them, because these are people who will never change. Because if they're willing to change, they're going to look for ways to change, and they're going to look for ways to be more caring. And you just need to be aware of the surroundings and the people you're around and what's going on. Because remember, a lot of people are looking for happiness and success from the outside. They go, oh, if I just win the lottery and I have all this money, then that's going to make me happy. And what happens is, if they're lucky enough and they win something and they think that's going to bring their happiness, they're finding that's not what brings them happiness, because they're still in their mind miserable. So happiness comes from within you. Happiness is respecting yourself. Happiness is liking who you are. And to do that, you have to build self-confidence in yourself. And when you have self-confidence in yourself and you try to tell someone what it is that you're trying to do, then guess what? You're going to be very successful at it, because you really understand what it is that you're trying to say. So remember, there's always different things to think about in how you handle different situations in different places. So these are some of the things that we need to be concerned about. And how we deal something. And what I'm going to do is go through all of these and kind of give you an explanation about it, and then I want to go through and actually use some practices to help you change some of your thinking so you can begin to visualize yourself in being successful, so that you can learn how to practice looking out for someone else and helping them to believe in themselves. And sometimes it's just a word that you say, or it's a way you look at someone. Remember, if you say something but your body language is saying something else, then guess what? You're being contradictory to almost every situation in your life. So it's being aware of everything that is going on and how to utilize these things to make them really, really work for you. So think of some things that you can do that can really help you change your thinking about where you are and what it is that you want in your life, and how you can achieve it, and how you can find success for yourself, and what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you to begin to believe in who you are and where you want to be. And remember, we all have something that we really, really want to do. Think about it. As a child, we're often, we really believe that the world is open to us and we can do anything we choose to do. It's only as adults that we begin to limit ourselves. And that's because society for so many years has told us this is the expectations that we believe in. And let me give you a little example about that. I have cerebral palsy, and what that means is for me, it's mild, but it also affects how I learn. It affects my mobility. It affects the amount of use that I have on one side of my body. So for many years, society always told me, you're helpless, you're worthless, you will never hold a job. Even when I entered college and went through rehabilitation services, and rehabilitation services is the financial arm that helps train people with disabilities for gainful employment. And at the same time, I was educated before. There were laws in the books guaranteeing people with disabilities the right to an education. I was also in a situation where not only I lacked the ability to learn at the same pace as someone else, but that for me, just reading it, just listening to someone, and that didn't do it. But once I actually started to apply what it is, or like history was really difficult for me, but once I started reading romance novels where it talked about certain periods and the way they lived and the things, then it became a real lively something that I could pick up on and really learn. So remember, sometimes watching TV and watching shows that are educational may just seem like it's nonsense, but sometimes it's also a way that someone learns about history. So there's things that you can do that you can adapt, and you can find that success for yourself. But it's something that you have to really build on, and you have to really understand where you come from and how you can take that and really understand what it is that you really want to do. And the thing is, if you have your own business, you need to know where your niche is. Your niche may not be, for instance, if I'm going to tell someone what I want to do with my business, I can say career counselor. Well, career counselor is a generalization of it. But my real niche is that I help people find their passion and build it up to a high-income business. And I help them problem solve. That means that I help them overcome their own obstacles that they place there to prevent themselves from finding financial security for themselves. For instance, think about it. If you believe you're a failure, then even you may be working towards a goal, and then guess what happens? Along the way, just before you actually reach that goal, you're going to either find an obstacle or create an obstacle for yourself that's going to prevent you from actually reaching that goal. So what it is even though you believe in yourself to certain degrees, you may not really believe in yourself. What that means is that you are someone who has bought into what someone else has predicted for you. For instance, in my family, it was always a very negative environment. When I was in college, my mother used to sit there and say, you're going to fail. You're going to fail. Why are you taking that? You're going to fail. And that's simply because that's the only way she knew how to talk, was to tell someone how they were going to fail, because that's what she was always telling herself. So she would never take the opportunity to find success for herself, and she didn't want to see someone else succeed. She grew up in an environment where there was a lot of hostility, so she had to create that hostility around her. And these are obstacles that you can really put on yourself. And one of the things that I do is I help clients build self-esteem so that they can make the right decisions and get what they really want. Because think about it. If you really believe that you're not going to succeed, then guess what? you may have 10 choices, but you're going to pick the choices that are going to say failure, just because that's what people have told you all of your life. So if you want to really change, then think about what you can do that can really help you change that way of thinking, how you can really plan your success. That's why strategic planning is not just a term used in business, but it's also something that you need to set up and think about for yourself. You have to have a strategic plan in place. Think about it. When you're in school and you're going to graduate high school, don't they have certain courses set up that you have to take? If you go to study medicine and you want to become a surgeon, you have to go not only on the rotation for surgery, but you have to go on the rotation for all the other avenues as well. And then once you get into that rotation on surgery, you have to learn all the different types of surgery, whether it's general surgery, whether it's surgery where you're doing, are you going to be an obstetrician, but you have to be able to do cesareans. So it's all different things that you really, really need to be aware of in how you really think about yourself. Because think about it, what happens is that you may very well have limiting beliefs on yourself because along the way, someone has told you that you can't succeed. And go into how you can't succeed. So let's think of some things that we can do that can really help us to learn to believe in ourselves and change so that we can achieve our desired goals. These are things that you really want to be able to think about. You have a goal in mind of what you want and where you want to be. Don't you know how to get there and what it's going to take for you to get there? These are serious things that you really need to think about and how you utilize them and how you build on them and how you make them work for yourself. So what are some of the things that can really, really help you to make the right choices for yourself and where it is that you really want to be in life? And how are you going to get there? And whether it's in the health field, where you like to advise people on nutritional products, whether it's in an area where you have entrepreneurship, where you have skills that teach people how to build their own business, how to build a successful business, then this is a niche. This is skills that other people need to learn. And if you're very good at it, then this is something that you can utilize to really help someone else. And remember, we're at a time right now where you can barter services, but bartering services is not going to put food on the table. Bartering service is not going to make sure you have lights in your house. So you have to figure out a way to create an income for yourself. And there's so many things that you can do that can really help you to learn to believe in yourself. And you can write affirmations for yourself. And it's something that you say over and over and over again till you actually learn to believe in them. And think about some of these things and how you can really expand on them and build on them and really make them work for you. And there are so many different things that you can do that can really help you begin to think of yourself as being someone very, very successful in where you are and how you expect to achieve your goals in life. So think about some of the things that you can do that will really, really help you begin to think about finding that personal success for you. And think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you change your thinking and your thought processes. Because that's the biggest thing that we have a problem with, is that people forget that you have to learn to believe in yourself. And when you believe in yourself and who you are and where you come from, then guess what? You're going to find personal growth. And when you have that personal growth, then you're going to improve your opportunities for success. And I'd like to take this time to take a little break and then remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is onepersonalcareercoach.com, and we have audio tapes available that can help you change your way of thinking and to reduce stress in your life. Okay, now I'd like to welcome you back after that short little break, and we're going to get into some more detail and tell you some things and incorporate stories that will help you to really begin to think about yourself in a positive way. And what I want you to do is write down some affirmations. Think of all the negative things that you say to yourself, and it may be that you're a failure, and it may be something that says you can't learn to drive, or it may be something that you're saying to yourself, or I'm too short, or I'm too, whatever it, the term may be, or something that's a negative statement that you keep telling yourself that people have told you, whether it's a parent or someone else. But write all of those things down, and instead of saying those things, look at how you can change that statement into a positive statement, and then keep repeating it to yourself. Write it down on a 3x5 card. Put it on a mirror so that you're seeing it somewhere where you are when you're looking in the mirror, or when you're brushing your teeth or whatever, and you're just repeating it to yourself, whether it's in your mind or whether it's something that you can do. Like many times someone may say, oh, I don't know how to cook. Well, cooking is not really something that's hard to do. It's just that you may never have done it, or may never have had opportunity to do it, or may never have been in the kitchen and watched someone else do it. So if you get a cookbook and you have people like Rachel Ray that have put out books like on 30-minute meals, you can go into Publix where they have the aprons department, and they actually make the products, make a meal so you can taste it. And they have some, when then they give you out cards that have all the ingredients, guess what? You can learn to cook just as easily as someone else. It's not that hard. It's just that it's whenever you're told something and you've been made to believe that you have limiting beliefs, then guess what? You believe that you have those limiting beliefs. So how can you change your way of thinking so that you begin to think more positively about yourself? To be successful, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you will be successful. So these are some of the things that you may very well want to think about. Now, let's talk about strategic planning. Because when you think about it, to get a degree in college, it's not told like when you're in seventh grade, you have to take these classes. When you're in eighth grade, you have to take these classes. When you're in ninth grade, you take these classes. In college, you have a wide array of courses. You basically said you do have your core curriculum, but then you have your classes that you can take that can help you that go towards your degree. But you have the choices as to when you want to take them. It's nothing that says to you, you have to take it this year or you have to take it next year. You're told, you're given the option to take it whenever you choose to take it. So that's strategic planning. If you have a goal of a job, and a specific job, then guess what? You have to have a plan in place on how you're going to achieve that goal. And part of that is given to you by picking whatever program it is you plan to get a degree in. But it's also your choice as to when you want to make it. And once you graduate college, that's also not a time to say, well, now I'm through with learning, because we learn all the way through our lives. We never, ever have a time when we ever stop learning. And anyone who thinks that way, then guess what? You're going to be left behind, because just like in the workplace, technology is what's driving the workplace, and people are still thinking in terms of jobs that existed 10 years ago. For instance, at one time, the coal industry was the industry to work in if you were looking at the energy field, because coal was what they used to run the furnaces. Then it became oil, and now, I mean, everything is being run by computers. If you look at a car, it's all, you have computer chips in there that tell other parts of the car what to do and how to do it. So think about it. The workplace is continually changing in where you work. At one time, you know, you worked in an office. At one time, you could just be a secretary working in an office. Today, you can be a secretary, but you can be working from home just as easily as working in an office, because so many people are entrepreneurs today, and part of the stress is that people wear 10 hats all at once, and there are certain things that you're strong at doing that you really love to do, and there's certain things that you really hate doing. But there's someone else out there that really loves doing that. So why not contract with that person to help you? And now, I also want to make you aware of some things that you need to be aware of. What if you have someone that is a secretary and they're a perfectionist, which means that even though they may have done something for you once and it was exactly the way you wanted, it may not fit what their criteria of what is perfection, so they're going to keep doing it over and over again. So you might need to tell them and make sure they know that you are going to place limits on what you're going to pay them. And if they're going to keep running it up because it's not right for them, then they're going to have to absorb that cost. I had someone that did some secretarial work for me at one time. And what happened was, she was a perfectionist. And I think part of it was also that she was looking for a way to run up the bill so she could make money. And then she told me I still owed her money and refused to return to me some things that I needed. And it caused me to lose money because I couldn't take that information and go file a lawsuit against someone. But that was her issues, not mine. And it was also a way for her to run up a bill. And then she made a point of telling me how she had clients who never paid her. But she created her own problem, because instead of making sure that that someone else needed you to keep reworking it and reworking it, she kept reworking it herself. That was someone that, in essence, was her own worst enemy as a virtual assistant. So if you're going to be a virtual assistant, you really need to look at the individual's needs and what they want, not what you want, because you're not doing the work for yourself. You're doing the work for them. So there's so many variables. And so that you, in essence, what she was doing was putting obstacles in front of herself that was preventing her from having a successful business today. So that's what some of the things you very well need to be concerned about. These are strategies that you need to put in place that will help you find the success for yourself and really build on what it is that you really want and how you're going to build on it and make it really work for you. So think about some of these things and how they're going to really play out in your personal life and how you can make them play out that's going to really, really build on who you are and what it is that you really want. So there's many things that you can think about that can help you really be successful in what it is and the choices that you're making, but it's up to you to do this. And now we've been talking about strategic planning, but part of that is that you need to stay on course because you need to plan out what it is and plan out each step that it's going to take. And the reason I say stay on course is because if you lack self-esteem and then you have friends and you're talking to them and they're talking to you about what it is that they're taking, then guess what? If you lack self-esteem and you really have to prove yourself, guess what? You're going to try to do what they do, even though that may not be on course for you and what you really need. So there's so many things that you really need to be aware of. And look inside yourself. Find out what it is that you really need to think about. And listen to yourself. That's something that we all forget, is we really need to listen to ourselves, because our inner, and Freud talked about the id, the ego, and the superego. And our ego tells us that we have to prove ourselves and that we're on top of our game and we have to talk tough, but our superego kind of is supposed to pull us into place and help us think of ways that we can really pull back and not blow air, in essence, is the way I'm saying it. Because then what happens is people think of you as being stuck up and they're not really learning who the real person is. So these are things that you may very well need to consider when you are looking at ways to build who you are and where you come from and how you can expand on the things that you really want in life and how you can really build on where it is that you are in your personal life and how you can really make things work for you and build on what it is that you really want and how you can really think about things that can really help you begin to believe in yourself. I want you to sit down and write out what some of your limiting thoughts are. What are some of the things that are problems that you're having in where you are today and how you can really expand on the things that you really want in your personal life and how you can really begin to think of what it is that you really are trying to do. And I will, in essence, help you get to the things that are really making it work for you. So what are some of the other things that you can do that will really help you to begin to believe in yourself? And let's get back and let's start talking about some of the things that help you to build self-confidence in yourself. What are the things that you really do that you really enjoy doing? How can you take those things and really expand on them and help them to really make you and help you change your thought process as to where you learn to believe in who you are and where you come from? And how can you take and do something that's going to help you to begin to think of yourself in that manner? For so many people, that what it is when you lack self-esteem, then guess what? You tend to let others dictate to you. So how are you going to take control of your life? And how are you going to think of some things that you can really do that will help you build your self-esteem? And it may be just as simple as keeping up a house, because what's happened is, as children, don't we, especially if we grow up in homes where there was maids, then always someone else was taking care of something or doing something for us. Then when it came time to think of ways that we could do for ourselves, we lacked that way of doing it. So what are some of the things that you can do that would really help you to change some of your thought processes for yourself? And how can you really begin to believe in where you are and how you can find success for yourself and how you can begin to think of some ways that could really help you to expand on where you come from and what those goals are and how you can achieve those goals? And what I may do is sit down and work with you and figure out a plan on what are the things that you can do, because there's different steps that you can choose to achieve in your personal life. And these are things that you really need to begin to plan and work towards. So many times what happens is we've let other people dictate to us, and we have let other people make our decisions for ourselves. And you have to learn to take control of your life. And once you take that control of your life, then guess what? You will find the success that you really want. So what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you to expand on where it is that you're coming from and how you can grow and learn to believe in yourself? What are some of the things that you can really do that's going to help you to build on your skills today? And how can you really expand on what it is that you really want in life? What I want to do now is take another break and remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is onepersonalcareercoach.com. And if you have to learn, or you want to learn how to have to change your way of thinking, to believe in yourself, then we can work with you and we can help you to really expand on your choices. I'd like to welcome you back to this final segment. And in this final segment, what we're going to do is talk about some of the things that can really help you to expand on your how you can in essence forget to learn the skills that you really want to have and learn how to begin to believe in yourself. And I think part of that is the relationships that we have with people, because if you are a negative person, then you're going to tend to be around people who are very negative, and you're not going to be able to think of ways that can really help you to begin to believe in yourself, because success is a personal belief, and you really have to get out of that mold, and you have to learn to like who you are. When you like yourself, then you're going to believe in yourself and you're going to make the right choices. And you're not going to think about things that other people might want you to think about. And there's so many things that we do and we tend to do that really tend to create the negativity that we have in our personal life. So think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you. And I'm going to finish this off, this segment, or part of this segment, by going into a story about lack of self-esteem and how, and what I'm probably going to do is tell you a situation of what happened to me and how I learned or what I did to turn it around, because that story kind of gets into finding that personal success. And it doesn't mean that things are always going to be good for you, because there are many times in the choices that you make, they might be the right decisions, but they may not be the decision that's going to happen, that's going to make it successful at that time. Because so many times, our timetable and the reality of the timetable may not be right. For instance, because when you look at the job market today, everyone, in essence, the timing is that we're going into having or being more self-employed and working from home. And what happened was, when I entered the workforce 32 years ago, what happened was there were few opportunities for people with disabilities. It was before the laws were on the books guaranteeing people with disabilities the right to an education and also the right to employment. Because there was no education geared towards people with disabilities, there were no people with disabilities in the school system when I was in school. So therefore, even though I was in the classroom and I had certain issues that I had to deal with because I have cerebral palsy and it affects how the brain processes information, I did not always learn at the same pace that someone else learned. And I needed more actual someone that could really take what they were teaching and in a way that it related to something that was important to me. It meant something to me so that I could learn it. Because when you think about it, we all tend to learn differently. There's no one way that you can teach someone that makes it right and makes it perfect. But the problem is that the school system has told teachers, this is what you got to teach this, this is the way you got to teach it. And they tend now to gear the kids towards learning. To take those tests so they can pass them and they can show that they're above average. And when I was in school, you didn't have the testing system the way you do today, but teachers didn't understand that everyone learns differently. What they were doing was doing a cookie-cutter way of learning. So you had kids that were really bright and picked up on things very fast, or you had some students in there who could read the book and go take the test the next day without even studying, just simply because they had a photographic memory that everything was just in there, in the head, that what would happen is they would learn easily. So they would always ace it, but then when the teacher was sitting there teaching other kids, they were bored, and guess what? They would out in the classroom. So when we forget that people learn differently at different paces, now you see where they not only have the teacher giving things, but they actually have the computer so the kids can get on the computers and actually apply things. When I was in school, you didn't have that. So for me, learning was very difficult because it either had to be black and white, and not like math. Sometimes what happened was, and I did not realize this until many years later, that what I saw and what I wrote down were two different things. So I didn't always show in math that I had the capabilities of handling it. So people would just tend to say, oh, well, she daydreams a lot. Well, I sort of also had a short attention span, and I really needed to be brought back to what was going on in the classroom. And so there were a lot of things that were obstacles that were there, but they were also things that I learned to overcome, but it was only until I realized what those obstacles were and what I needed to do to overcome them. When I entered the workforce, I basically went into business for myself because there were no opportunities for people with disabilities in the workplace. It was still 15 years before the Americans with Disabilities Act became law. When I was in the workplace, you had the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, and under Section 504 and 503, it talked about employment of people with disabilities. when it basically said that only the company who did $10,000 worth of business with the government and up were under obligations to hire people with disability. But the thing was, whereas the Americans with Disabilities Act today has the clause in there that an individual, if it's obvious discrimination, that they can bring charges against the company. And even that sometimes is very hard to prove, because usually it may be discrimination, but because they say it, they may put in your work records that poor relationships with coworkers or poor relationships in customer service, then it's easy for them to get around. So sometimes you have to be aware that you have to document everything you have so that you can prove. For instance, I work with a market research company, and for every time they evaluated me, I was getting high marks. Then what happened was they got into a mode where they were really having to cut workers. So then what happened was I was having trouble hearing someone over the phone, so I kept asking them to repeat it, and I was being monitored. So when I went into work the next day, it's like, they're like, what are you doing? Yeah, well, I'm scheduled. But you're being fired because the fact that I was being, in essence, that I was not being offering good customer service to the individual. But they needed this. What they should have done was sit down with me and talk to me about it and see what the problem was. But because they were looking for a way to cut back on the number of employees, because they didn't have the work to keep everyone working, that they were using those evaluations as a way of cutting back. Well, market research is a field that is not a stable employment anyway, because, and especially in the economy that we're in now, because companies are not planning out or strategically putting out money to plan on selling products and how to sell it and doing the research, they're going to do it all in-house. So many times things change, and you have to be aware of what those changes are and how they can be affecting you in that situation, and how you can, in essence, learn to change some of those things that you really need to change and make them really work for you and go for you. And how can you, in essence, turn around and make things work in such a way that they're going to build your self-esteem, how you're going to build success. Now, let me tell you and go back and spend the last few minutes that we have here and tell you what I did to find success for myself. For so many years, because I had no support systems in place for myself, I had to, in essence, use and go outside of what I'm doing. Mostly right now, I've got a source of income that's outside of my work, but it helps me pay my bills and keep the roof over my head. But what I'm also doing is spending the time that I decided that because of my struggles in building my business and not having the support systems in place, if I had the opportunity, that I would establish a nonprofit organization that would help people to have their own business and would help people to learn the skills they needed to have their own business. And also, because I didn't have family support systems in place that said, we will help you when you need it, I found that I had to work outside of what it was that I wanted to really be doing just to pay the bills. And that created an environment where I didn't have the time to spend building my business to become successful the way I wanted to. So it was more hit or miss. And I did finally reach that goal, but it took 10 times longer. So that what I'm doing is that I've established a nonprofit organization that's called International Disabled Entrepreneurs, Inc., to help people with disabilities learn the skills they need to have their own business, and also to help people that need computers or need software or need adaptive equipment on resources on where to go to get that equipment for your business, and then also to offer low-interest loans that would need to be paid back, but also to provide that if you get the loan, that part of what you're doing is also going to give back to help someone else down the road, not just that you need the funds, but that they need someone that can work with them, who's been successful, that can show them what they did. So that's being a mentor or coaching someone, coming back and coaching someone else to help them build a successful business. And these are things that you may very well need to look at. And for anyone who does not have a disability, I set up a membership resource as a way of raising money to help with low-interest loans. And that would be available to people who receive services. I've also found an organization that I can go to that I can raise the funds so that I can go on and start putting in place the things that I need to make this a success. Because I've sent in the paperwork for the receiving the 501c3, but I have to put up the money, so I have to raise the initial funds. And what I also want to do is remind you in this last minute that next week's show is that we're going to cover 8 surefire ways to build business relationships, because building business relationships is how you are also going to find success in your business. And I would also like to remind you that you can visit my website at 1personalcareercoach.com, and we have audio tapes available to you, and we also have home study programs available to you that can really help you to find and build the success that you want in your personal life. And I would also like to invite you to come back next week.